Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back to the show. Hope everyone's having a great day. So as you would know, if you listened to one of the previous episodes, the last one or the second to last one from now, I just recently had my 30th birthday, the big 3-0, huge milestone. Apparently, I got guilted into doing a bunch of stuff for the birthday, and I talked about kind of the dieting of that and eating and, you know, no big deal. But what I want to go over to is talking about a little bit different than what we normally talk about on this show. But, you know, I was dreading the birthday, right? First, I'm not a huge birthday guy to begin with. I don't really understand why it's such a big deal. I used to love it as a kid. Like, I'd have like 100 birthdays as a kid. But as I got older, I just didn't really care as much about it. And I rarely ever celebrated. But this year, I had to celebrate. Like, it was basically on the Saturday. It's like, well, people are free, I'll do it. But it got me thinking, you know, after the fact, where it's like I was dreading this milestone because I felt old. I felt like I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm no longer in my 20s anymore. Like, what's gonna happen now? Like, is life over? Like, what do you do? Obviously, it's not. Obviously, you're just getting your head. And I wasn't like actually down about it, but I was like, okay, like I'm getting older, like whatever. And you see all these things on like Instagram or Facebook. Oh, do this before you're 30, or do this before you're 30. It's like, okay, so I'll probably get those, do this before you're 35 now on the algorithm they have on social media. But what I wanted to go over was, you know, I was thinking about this, and you know, as you get older, okay, and as my years of wisdom, obviously most of you are probably older than me listening to this, but as you get older, obviously your body changes. And we all like to say age is just a number. It's just something that don't worry about it. But age isn't just a number, okay? Now, we use it sometimes, it's just a number, but as you grow older, you can't do certain things. I can't do what I used to be able to do. I used to be able to wake up when I was 21 and go play 3 hours of football, come back, chug a six pack, and just go crazy. Now it's like, and stay out till like 6 a.m, right? Just go crazy with it. And now your body's completely changed. I think there's like something out there, like your body kind of renews itself like every like 7 years or something. Like, you have new skin cells, everything kind of crazy. But the point is that as you get older, your body's going to change, and you have to mentally at least prepare for that. Because if you don't, and you keep acting as if you're this 21, 22, or, you know, this young person, your body's not going to appreciate that. Because when you're 21, right, you can eat crap, you can do whatever you want to do. For the most part, our bodies will adapt. As you get older, your body does not adapt as well. As you get older, building muscle becomes very difficult. And when you're younger, it's not difficult at all. You do it like you want to do it. And when you get older, it becomes harder. By the way, I'm not saying I'm at the age where it gets harder yet or anything like that. I know I got plenty of years. But the point is, you need to prepare your body and your mind when you're younger so that when you are older, and I say younger, by the way, I don't mean 20s, I mean 30s, 40s, right? Like, so when you get older in your 60s, 70s, 80s, that you are functioning properly. I'm pretty thankful. Obviously, I'm known around my circles as someone who's always hurt. And that stems back from high school. That stems back from playing backyard sports really stupidly. That stems back from not treating my body with the respect that it needed it. And now I'm paying the price now. And I'm doing a bunch of rehab right now to fix some injuries from back in the day and stuff like that. So it's not from like lifting or anything, just from sports and stuff like that. So, but it's a matter of, if you don't take care of your body when you have the ability to do it, okay? So how about that? When you have the ability to take care of your body, you need to do it. You need to put in the time and effort. Because I woke up, this morning actually, and my neck was just like on fire. I was like, wow, how did I sleep? Like, just, I didn't do anything. Just woke up, my neck hurt. And that happens more and more and more as we age, as anyone will tell you. It's like wake up and there's random aches and pains, and that kind of stuff sucks. But what really sucks is when something like really bad happens and you have to go to the doctor, and there's medical and there's surgery involved, and there's significant time in rehab, or you can lose a body part. Like, there's so many things that we can do to our bodies when we're younger that we don't see the yield of that until we get significantly older. So And we don't like to think about our own mortality, of course, because who wants to think about that, a morbid subject like that? But the fact is, as you get older, life becomes harder in terms of the physicality of what you have to do and the mechanics of your body. So you need to treat your body well when you're younger. You know, I'm fortunate to have learned this lesson, you know, earlier than a lot of people. So I, you know, I stretch every single day. I do breathing exercises. I do meditation. I eat very, very well. So my body can function as a very good assembly line piece. So it can function. There's not a lot of rust on it. Yeah. I have some physical ailments I need to get rid of, but the fact is I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at compared to a lot of other people who have a lot of other way worse issues than I do, and they have the opportunity to not do that. They have the opportunity to, you know, to work on themselves, whether mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever, and they didn't, and now they're paying the prices. You ever see someone walking with their walker at 70 or 80 years old, their little four tennis ball walker hunched over? Like, don't you think that could, again, not in every situation, don't get on my ass about this, but like, some of that stuff's avoidable. Okay, losing a leg because of diabetes potentially is avoidable, right? If you just took care of your body earlier. Some injuries that you or pain that you wake up with every single day, besides the minor tweaks, is probably avoidable. I know my dad wakes up and he has got this like ankle or foot pain every single day. It's like, dude, like it's just you didn't take care of yourself. And now you're getting to the point where it's like, well, you're set in your ways, you'll deal with the pain and you move on with it. So the moral of the story is, as we get older, you need to start if you can take care of your body, start doing it now. Start taking care of your body. I know we think we're immortal. I know we don't think 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the line, but you really should put it in perspective of, like, you're not going to be who you are now as you are in 30 years from now. And so, and you're going to live such a higher quality life. You're not going to need a nursing home. You're not going to need all these medical bills as you get older that no one ever talks about because you ate like crap. You didn't work out. You didn't stretch. You did things really stupid. And you have the chance right now to make a difference. You all listened to the interview with Susie Levine, and go back if you didn't listen to it, but like how basically her rehab and her recovery was significantly faster because of the workouts and the stretching and the activity that she had prior to. And if she didn't do that, and by the way, I know someone that has the exact counter story to this, where someone who didn't, okay, who didn't have the exercise base and they had surgery, and guess what? They're not recovering. It's been over a year and a half. It's miserable and it's tough. It sucks because they didn't prepare their body. Yeah, they can still walk around, but like the point is, like, they're just not as good as they want to be. And it's very frustrating. It's very just demoralizing. So take care of your body while you can, because it's going to yield you massive dividends. Yeah, you spend some time now, but the dividends, it's like the stock market. You invest in an index fund or something, and you know, every year you're looking at 8% return or something like that. Over the course of, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, you're looking at some real money. But the first 10 years or so, like, yeah, whatever, no big deal. But over the course of time, it's going to grow, it's going to help. And every time you are active, every time put the work in to it. I'm not talking about six packs either. I'm not talking going crazy with that, but I'm talking about just getting things going, getting things moving, and becoming a healthier version. That's going to pay significant dividends later in life so that you can enjoy a higher quality life when you're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, 100 years old. You're going to feel a lot better about yourself, and you're not going to need as much assistance. You won't have to pay as many medical bills, and you're going to have a much better quality of life if you take care of your body right now. So if you are someone who wants to have a higher quality of life, who wants to take care of their body now, but doesn't know where to start, doesn't know how to keep themselves accountable, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com, get on the calendar, and we can work together one-on-one to get you from point A to point B so you can live the highest quality of life that you possibly can, and we can start right now. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.